What Color Is Your Parachute? By Richard N. Bowles. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. What Color Is Your Parachute? By Richard N. Bowles is a comprehensive guide to job hunting and career planning. It has been updated annually since its first publication in 1970, making it one of the longest-running bestsellers of all time. The book provides readers with practical advice on how to identify their skills and interests, create an effective resume, network effectively, and find the right job for them. The book begins by discussing self-assessment techniques such as brainstorming exercises that help readers determine what they are good at and what kind of work they would enjoy doing. It then moves on to discuss creating resumes that will stand out from the competition, networking strategies for finding jobs not advertised publicly, interviewing tips for making a great impression during interviews, negotiating salary offers once you have received one or more offers from employers, and finally how to make sure you stay employed once you have found your dream job. Throughout the book, there are numerous examples of successful people who have used these strategies to find fulfilling careers. There is also plenty of advice about dealing with difficult situations such as layoffs or being passed over for promotions. Finally, there is information about alternative paths such as starting your own business or going back to school. What Color Is Your Parachute? Is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for guidance in their career search process. Its combination of practical advice and inspiring stories makes it a must-read for anyone seeking meaningful employment. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify your skills. Take the time to identify your skills and interests, and use them to find a job that is right for you. Main idea number 2. Networking. Networking is an important tool for finding a job, so make sure to reach out to your contacts and build relationships. Main idea number 3. Research. Research potential employers and job opportunities to find the best fit for you. Main idea number 4. Resume. Create a resume that highlights your skills and experience and make sure it is tailored to the job you are applying for. Main idea number 5. Interviews. Prepare for interviews by researching the company and practicing your answers to common questions. Main idea number 6. Job search strategies. Utilize different job search strategies such as online job boards, job fairs, and recruiters. Main idea number 7. Job offers. Evaluate job offers carefully and make sure to negotiate for the best salary and benefits. Main idea number 8. Self-assessment. Take the time to assess your strengths and weaknesses to determine the best job for you. Main idea number 9. Job market. Understand the job market and the current trends to make sure you are applying for the right jobs. Main idea number 10. Job search plan. Create a job search plan that outlines your goals and strategies for finding a job. Main idea number 11. Job search tools. Utilize job search tools such as job boards, social media, and networking to find job opportunities. Main idea number 12. Job search process. Understand the job search process and the steps you need to take to find a job. Main idea number 13. Job search tactics. Utilize different job search tactics such as informational interviews and cold calling. Main idea number 14. Job search timeframe. Set a realistic timeframe for your job search and make sure to stick to it. Main idea number 15. Job search motivation. Stay motivated during your job search by setting goals and rewarding yourself for accomplishments. Main idea number 16. Job search resources. Utilize job search resources such as career counselors and job search websites. Main idea number 17. Job search preparation. Prepare for your job search by researching potential employers and job opportunities. Main idea number 18. Job search strategies. Utilize different job search strategies such as networking, informational interviews, and cold calling. Main idea number 19. Job search process. Understand the job search process and the steps you need to take to find a job. Main idea number 20. Job search tactics. Utilize different job search tactics such as networking, informational interviews, and cold calling to find job opportunities. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your skills and interests is an important step in finding a job that is right for you. Taking the time to reflect on what you are good at, what you enjoy doing, and how those things can be applied to different jobs will help you narrow down your search. It may also give you ideas of new career paths or industries that could be a great fit for your talents. Start by making a list of all the skills and interests that come to mind. Think about any hobbies or activities that bring out your best qualities, as well as any professional experiences where you excelled. Once this list is complete, look through it with an eye towards potential careers or job roles where these skills would be useful. You may find yourself drawn to certain areas more than others. Use this information to further refine your search. Finally, research each potential role thoroughly before applying so that you have a clear understanding of what it entails and whether it's something that truly appeals to you. Identifying your skills and interests can help ensure that when the time comes for interviews or offers, they are aligned with positions where both parties will benefit from the match. Main idea number 2. Networking is an essential part of the job search process. It involves reaching out to your contacts and building relationships with them in order to gain access to potential job opportunities. Networking can be done through a variety of methods, such as attending professional events, joining online groups or forums related to your field, or even just having conversations with people you know who may have connections in the industry. By taking advantage of these networking opportunities, you can increase your chances of finding a job that fits your skill set. When it comes to networking for jobs, it's important to remember that quality matters more than quantity. You don't need hundreds of contacts, instead focus on developing meaningful relationships with those who are most likely able to help you find employment. Make sure that when you reach out and connect with someone, they understand why you are contacting them and what kind of assistance they can provide. Finally, don't forget about follow-up. After making contact with someone, make sure that you stay in touch by sending periodic updates on how your job search is going or any new developments in the industry. This will show them that you value their time and effort and keep them informed about what's happening in your career journey. Main idea number 3. Researching potential employers and job opportunities is an important step in finding the best fit for you. It can help you identify organizations that align with your values, skills, and interests. Researching also allows you to gain a better understanding of the industry or field in which you are interested in working. You can learn about current trends, challenges, and opportunities within the sector. When researching potential employers and job opportunities, it is important to look at more than just salary or benefits packages. Consider what type of work environment would be most conducive to your success, as well as any additional training or development programs offered by the organization. Additionally, research into company culture will give insight into how employees are treated and valued within the organization. Finally, researching potential employers should include looking at reviews from former employees on sites such as Glassdoor or Indeed. This will provide valuable information regarding employee satisfaction levels, as well as any issues that may have been encountered while employed there. Main idea number 4. Creating a resume that highlights your skills and experience is an important part of the job search process. It's essential to tailor your resume to each job you are applying for, so that it reflects the qualifications and experiences most relevant to the position. Start by researching the company or organization you're applying to, as well as their mission statement and values. This will help you identify which of your skills and experiences are best suited for this particular role. Once you have identified what makes you a great fit for this role, create a resume that emphasizes these qualities. Make sure it is easy to read with clear headings and bullet points highlighting key accomplishments in each section. Include any awards or certifications related to the job, as well as any volunteer work or extracurricular activities that demonstrate leadership abilities. Finally, proofread your resume carefully before submitting it. Typos can be off-putting for potential employers. With a tailored resume showcasing all of your relevant skills and experience, you'll be one step closer towards landing your dream job. Main idea number 5. Interviews are an important part of the job search process. It is essential to prepare for interviews by researching the company and practicing your answers to common questions. Doing so will help you make a good impression on potential employers and increase your chances of getting hired. When researching a company, look into their history, mission statement, products or services they offer, and any recent news about them. This information can be used in interviews to demonstrate that you have taken the time to learn about the organization and understand what it stands for. Additionally, practice answering common interview questions such as, "What makes you qualified for this position?" or, "Why do you want this job?" Having prepared responses ready will help ensure that you answer confidently during an interview. By taking the time to research companies and practice your answers ahead of time, you can feel more confident going into an interview knowing that you have done everything possible to put yourself in a strong position with potential employers. Main idea number 6. Job search strategies are essential for finding the right job. One of the most popular and effective strategies is to utilize online job boards, which allow you to quickly search through thousands of available jobs in your area or across the country. Additionally, attending job fairs can be a great way to meet potential employers face-to-face and learn more about their company culture and open positions. Finally, working with recruiters can help you find opportunities that may not be advertised publicly yet. In his book What Color Is Your Parachute, Richard N. Bowles provides an extensive guide on how to effectively use these different job search strategies. He outlines steps such as researching companies before applying, networking with contacts in your field, creating a resume tailored for each position applied for, and following up after submitting applications. By utilizing these various job search strategies outlined by Richard N. Bowles in What Color Is Your Parachute, you will have a better chance at finding the perfect career opportunity that fits your skill set and interests. Main idea number 7. When evaluating job offers, it is important to take the time to carefully consider all aspects of the offer. Make sure you understand what salary and benefits are being offered, as well as any other perks or incentives that may be included. It is also important to research the company and industry so you can make an informed decision about whether this job is right for you. Once you have evaluated a job offer, don't be afraid to negotiate for better terms if possible. You should always aim for the best salary and benefits package that fits your needs. Be prepared with facts and figures from your research on salaries in similar positions at comparable companies in order to back up your requests. Remember that negotiating isn't just about money, there may be other factors such as flexible hours or additional vacation days that could make a big difference in how satisfied you are with a particular position. Take advantage of every opportunity available to ensure that you get the most out of each job offer. Main idea number 8. Self-assessment is an important step in finding the right job for you. Taking the time to assess your strengths and weaknesses can help you identify what type of job would be best suited for your skill set. It's important to be honest with yourself when assessing your abilities, as this will give you a better understanding of where you should focus your efforts when looking for a new job. Consider taking personality tests or career aptitude tests that can provide insight into which jobs may be most suitable for you. When conducting self-assessments, it's also helpful to think about what kind of work environment would make you happiest. Do you prefer working independently or in teams? Are there certain industries that interest you more than others? What types of tasks do you find enjoyable and rewarding? Answering these questions can help narrow down potential job opportunities. Finally, don't forget to consider how much money and benefits are important factors in choosing a job. Think about how much salary and other perks such as vacation days or health insurance are necessary components of any position that interests you. Main idea number 9. Understanding the job market and current trends is essential for anyone looking to find a new job. Knowing what jobs are in demand, which industries are growing, and where employers are hiring can help you make sure that you're applying for the right positions. By researching these topics, you can gain insight into potential opportunities that may be available to you. In What Color Is Your Parachute? Richard N. Bowles provides readers with an overview of the job market and how it works. He explains how different economic cycles affect employment levels, as well as how technology has changed the way people search for jobs. Additionally, he offers advice on networking and other strategies to help individuals stand out from their competition when searching for a new position. Bowles also emphasizes the importance of understanding your own skill set so that you can identify roles that best suit your abilities. He encourages readers to take time to reflect on their strengths and weaknesses before beginning their job search so they know exactly what type of role they should be targeting. Main idea number 10. A job search plan is an essential tool for anyone looking to find a new job. It outlines your goals and strategies for finding the right position and helps you stay organized throughout the process. A good job search plan should include 1. Define your goals. Start by clearly defining what type of job you are looking for, including salary range, location, industry, etc. 2. Research companies and positions. Spend time researching companies that fit your criteria and look into specific positions they may have available. 3. Networking and connections. Reach out to people in your network who can help connect you with potential employers or provide advice on how to stand out from other applicants. 4. Prepare your resume and cover letter. Make sure your resume is up to date and tailored specifically to each position you apply for. P5. Apply for jobs. Once everything else is in order, start applying. Keep track of all applications so that you know where you stand at any given moment. P5. Main idea number 11. Job search tools are essential for finding job opportunities. Job boards, such as Indeed and Monster, provide a great way to find open positions that match your skill set. Social media can also be used to connect with potential employers or recruiters who may have openings in their organization. Additionally, networking is an important tool for uncovering hidden job opportunities that may not be advertised publicly. When using these job search tools, it's important to tailor your approach based on the type of position you're looking for. For example, if you're searching for a technical role, then LinkedIn might be the best platform to use since it has many professionals from this field. On the other hand, if you're looking for more general roles, then Indeed or Monster could be better options since they list a wide variety of jobs. It's also important to stay organized when utilizing these resources so that you don't miss any potential leads or forget about applications you've already submitted. Keeping track of all your contacts and conversations will help ensure that no opportunity slips through the cracks. Main idea number 12. The job search process can be a daunting task, but with the right guidance and preparation, it can be successful. In What Color Is Your Parachute? Richard N. Bowles outlines the steps you need to take in order to find a job that is best suited for you. The first step is to identify your skills and interests so that you know what type of job would make you happiest. Once this has been established, research potential employers who are looking for someone with your qualifications and experience. Next, create an effective resume and cover letter that will grab the attention of potential employers. Make sure these documents highlight your strengths and demonstrate why you are the ideal candidate for the position. Additionally, practice interviewing techniques so that when it comes time to meet with hiring managers or recruiters, you feel confident in yourself. Finally, network as much as possible by attending career fairs or joining professional organizations related to your field of interest. This will help increase visibility among employers while also providing valuable contacts within the industry who may have insight into open positions or upcoming opportunities. Main idea number 13. Job search tactics are an important part of the job search process. One effective tactic is to utilize informational interviews. An informational interview is a meeting with someone who works in your desired field or industry, and it can provide you with valuable information about potential job opportunities and career paths. It also gives you the chance to make connections that may help you find a job. Another useful tactic is cold calling employers directly. This involves contacting companies that interest you and asking if they have any openings for which you might be qualified. Cold calling can be intimidating, but it's often worth the effort as it allows employers to get to know more about your skills and qualifications than what's on your resume. These two tactics are just some of many available when searching for a new job. Utilizing different strategies will increase your chances of finding success in your job hunt. Main idea number 14. When you are looking for a job, it is important to set a realistic time frame for your search. This will help keep you motivated and on track as you look for the right opportunity. It can be easy to get discouraged when searching for a job, so having an end date in mind can help give you focus and direction. Once you have established your timeline, make sure that you stick to it. Set aside time each day or week dedicated solely to your job search activities, such as researching potential employers, networking with contacts in the industry, applying for jobs online, or attending career fairs. Make sure that these activities are prioritized over other tasks so that they don't fall by the wayside. It is also important to remember that finding a new job may take longer than expected. Don't let this discourage you. Instead, use it as motivation to stay focused on achieving your goal of finding employment within the timeframe that was set out at the beginning of your search. Main idea number 15. Job searching can be a daunting task, and it is easy to become discouraged. To stay motivated during your job search, Richard N. Bowles recommends setting goals and rewarding yourself for accomplishments in his book What Color Is Your Parachute? He suggests breaking down the job search process into smaller tasks that are more manageable and achievable. For example, you could set a goal of applying to 5 jobs per week or researching 3 potential employers each day. Once you have achieved these goals, reward yourself with something special like going out for dinner or taking an afternoon off. Bowles also encourages job seekers to focus on their strengths rather than dwelling on their weaknesses. This will help them remain positive throughout the process and keep them motivated as they continue their search for employment. Additionally, he advises staying connected with friends who can provide support when needed. By following Bowles' advice of setting goals and rewarding yourself along the way, you can stay motivated during your job search journey even when times get tough. Main idea number 16. Job search resources can be a great way to find the right job for you. Career counselors are professionals who specialize in helping people identify their skills and interests, as well as match them with potential employers. They can provide advice on how to create an effective resume and cover letter, practice interviewing techniques, and even help you network with other professionals in your field. In addition to career counselors, there are also many online job search websites that offer a variety of services, such as searching for jobs by location or industry, creating resumes and cover letters, providing tips on how to ace interviews, and more. These sites often have large databases of available positions, so it's easy to find something that fits your needs. Using these resources is a great way to make sure you're taking all the necessary steps when looking for a new job. With the right guidance from career counselors or helpful tools from online job search websites, you can increase your chances of finding the perfect position. Main idea number 17. Job search preparation is an important step in finding the right job. Before you start your search, it's essential to do some research on potential employers and job opportunities. This will help you narrow down your options and make sure that you are applying for jobs that fit with your skill set and interests. Start by researching companies in industries or locations of interest to you. Look into their mission statements, values, culture, products/services they offer, etc., so that you can determine if they would be a good fit for what you're looking for. You should also look at any open positions they have listed online or through other sources such as newspapers or professional organizations. Once you've identified potential employers and job openings, create a list of questions about each one so that when it comes time to interview with them, you'll be prepared. Additionally, take the time to practice interviewing techniques such as answering common questions and talking about yourself in a positive light. Finally, don't forget to network. Reach out to people who work at these companies or know someone who does. This could give valuable insight into the company culture and provide helpful advice on how best to approach the hiring process. Main idea number 18. Networking is one of the most effective job search strategies. It involves reaching out to people in your professional network and asking them for advice, referrals, or leads on potential job opportunities. This can be done through online networking sites such as LinkedIn or by attending industry events and conferences. Networking allows you to build relationships with professionals who may have insight into the hiring process at their company or other companies. Informational interviews are another great way to learn more about a particular field or organization and make connections that could lead to future employment opportunities. During an informational interview, you ask questions about someone's career path, experiences in their current role, and any advice they might have for someone looking to enter the same field. These conversations can provide valuable information that will help you better understand what it takes to succeed in a certain profession. Cold calling is also an important part of any successful job search strategy. Cold calling involves contacting employers directly without having been referred by anyone else within the organization. While this approach requires some courage and persistence, it can be very effective if done correctly because it shows initiative on your part. Main idea number 19. The job search process can be a daunting task, but with the right preparation and knowledge, it can be made much easier. The first step in the job search process is to understand what type of job you are looking for. Take some time to think about your skills, interests, and goals so that you can narrow down your options. Once you have identified the type of job you want, research potential employers who may offer such positions. Next, create an effective resume and cover letter that will showcase your qualifications and make a good impression on potential employers. Make sure to tailor each application package specifically for each employer, as this will demonstrate that you have taken the time to learn more about their company. Additionally, practice interviewing techniques so that when it comes time for an interview, you are prepared. Finally, network with people in your field or industry who may know of any available jobs or openings at companies they work for or know about. This is often one of the most successful ways to find employment opportunities, as many times these connections lead directly to interviews or even offers from employers. Main idea number 20. Job search tactics are an important part of the job search process. Networking is one of the most effective ways to find job opportunities, as it allows you to tap into your existing contacts and build relationships with potential employers. Informational interviews can also be a great way to learn more about a company or industry and make connections that could lead to future employment. Cold calling can also be used as a tactic for finding jobs, although it may require some persistence and patience. In his book What Color Is Your Parachute?, Richard N. Bowles recommends utilizing different job search tactics in order to maximize your chances of success in finding employment. He suggests networking with people who have knowledge or experience related to the field you're interested in, conducting informational interviews with those same individuals, and cold calling companies that might have openings available. By using these various strategies together, you will increase your chances of uncovering hidden job opportunities that may not be advertised publicly. Additionally, by building relationships through networking and informational interviewing, you will create valuable contacts within the industry which could prove beneficial down the line. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.